are here, we are rolling at the 2019 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and in the studio lounge is Mr. Jeff Dent from Correlation. Jeff, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
All right, I'm glad that
Thanks
you're doing
for having
good.
Me.
You're welcome. Anytime, anytime. How is the conference going? We're kind of almost through with day number two.
Yeah.
So how's it going for you?
It's been great. Seen a lot of familiar faces, learned, getting a lot of good information. This is a great conference for us.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is like one of the few that you go to.
It is one of the few,
yes.
Yeah, typically it's GAC and AXFI in the past. We are branching out a little bit more this year, attending some more conferences.
Yeah.
But in the past, we've been a little less pick our spots.
Yeah,
but this has always been a great one.
Why do you come to this specific one? What brings you
here?
Well,
you know what started off, and this was a trade-off that I did with John Best, where he was going to come speak at our conference,
okay, I gotcha.
And we were going to come out and sponsor
sponsor
booth and participate in AXFI. And so that was for the first year, but after we were here, we really realized there's a lot of like-minded people here. There's the fintech vibe is here.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who want to think outside the box.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of data people here, and we have a lot of data, so we want to maximize it. We're not an analytics shop. You know, we're a transaction processing core vendor, and we want people to take advantage of all that information that we accumulate. So this is a perfect match for us.
Indeed, yeah. This is my second year here, and what struck me last year is that people are here for a very specific reason. They're here to not just kind of look around and kick the tires. They're here to I want to learn about this because I want to do it, or I want to find out more about correlation because I want to work with them in the future, or there's a speaker that I really want to see who has something that I can apply to my credit union. So that's really, I find that very refreshing.
Yeah, it is. And it's that collaborative, environment where people want to work together to make things better, right?
Yeah.
And we're all about that.
Yeah.
We don't do everything for our clients, and so we rely on our partners, and they're great partners that we've established here.
Indeed. Any highlights for the conference stand out for you? Any of the speakers? We have some very interesting speakers.
The quantum computing was
That was...
Yeah, it was. It really opens your eyes how close we are to that technology and, really adopting it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, this is what we always preach to our staff is, be ready for the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on our architecture and everything. You can see we've been doing that over time. So this is just one of those examples. Be ready for when this shift happens.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a lot of stuff about security, analytics, the blockchain, hash graph, just a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to soak in at some point.
As a core processor, how do you guys... Do you guys pivot on these types of things? How do you shift your point of view when you hear something like, quantum computing, it's around the corner and it's going to do some really crazy stuff to encryption and things like that? How do you guys kind of go with the flow, so to speak?
Yeah.
Or how do you pivot when that type of stuff comes around?
It's one of those things where you have to manage between being on the cutting edge and the bleeding edge. We have a job to do. We have clients. We have to support our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And they have needs. But at the same time, we can establish some kind of groundwork to build up to those things where we don't just shut down shop and adopt some new technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we can phase in potentially.
Right.
But we also want to manage that up front to say, hey, does this actually make sense for us to dive into?
Yeah, yeah.
We rely on our clients, their feedback, our advisory board to help us make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And then just try to go from there.
Yeah, and you have a number of partners and stuff here as well that you're working with, and you guys obviously collaborate is the big word this year. I'm finding that. It's always been a big word, but it never more has it been a bigger word than this year for sure. So you guys are collaborating. I see vendors collaborating with vendors,
companies
collaborating with companies, and so on and so on. So it's really neat to see.
That's something we've always done because we're vendor agnostic,
and
we don't have a suite of products that our clients are going to rely on certain partners. And so we want to establish those partners and collaborate them with to make good integrations. I think with fintech the way it is today, that kind of fosters a little bit more of that.
A little bit.
You have to be open. You have to have an architecture that's going to support that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're well positioned for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Any takeaways? Anything that you're going to take back to correlation? Go, hey, I found this out. Hey, maybe we can apply it, or we can help our clients out in this area, type of thing. Any Anything in particular?
Yeah, there's been some good talks about some predictive analytics that bring back to the team. Seeing how we can offload some data to maybe some third-party systems to be able to do those deep analytics, and we don't want to degrade the performance of our system.
Sure.
I think that's the big one. But then just the information, like the quantum computing, things like that, that's interesting stuff.
A little bit, yeah. That's an understatement of the year. Everyone says it's mind-blowing, oh my gosh, but it truly... It is a little bit. It's like,
it is, because it's closer than you actually think.
Yeah.
I mean, if it happens, it's closer than you think.
Right.
It's not this 30 years down the road. It sounds to me like certain things are happening today that I didn't even know about. So.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, right.
Now you do. All right, Jeff, well, I'll let you get out of here. I know you got lots to do on your plate.
I appreciate
the time as always. Anything else to add to wrap up here, sir?
Nope. It's been a great conference, celebrating our 10-year anniversary,
right,
it's a big year for us, and hope to see you at the next conference.
Right on. There he is, Jeff Dent, Correlation. Look him up. Well done, sir.